Well, welcome to the Daily News Summary for Thursday, October 1st, 2020. My, another week is almost over. I can't believe it. This is Mike Adams here for naturalnews.com. We've got a lot of big breaking news today. Let me see if I can get through it here. The first big breaking news is that clinical trial participants who are taking the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines are being reported as suffering extreme side effects. And this is even being reported by the pro-vaccine mainstream media, in this case, CNBC. The side effects include extreme exhaustion, shortness of breath, day-long headaches, and shaking so violently that one of the participants cracked a tooth. We're talking about inability to sleep, pain in their arms at the injection sites, and other side effects. This is, again, reported by CNBC. These are all signs of neurological damage taking place in real time. So these people are being brain damaged. And what's astonishing here is that CNBC is reporting that these trial participants are happy to do this. And they say they signed up to be human guinea pigs for the vaccine experiments because they are, quote, pro-science. And they want to be guinea pigs for this. And then after all the shaking and cracking their teeth and fevers and sleeplessness and shortness of breath, they emerge from that and they say, it was worth it. I mean, you talk about brainwashing. These people are brainwashed about being brain damaged. It's incredible. And now these trial participants who, you know, in a real clinical trial, they're supposed to be kept secret. Now they are the cheerleaders. Now they're being paid to push the public relations position of the vaccine companies. So the programming that's taking place is to say that even if you suffer a side effect, it's totally normal and it's worth it. This is the same scheme they've been running on parents for years when they give their babies the MMR vaccines and then the baby has a seizure, you know, and then wakes up with autism. They're told, oh, that's totally normal. You know, the seizure's normal. The fever is normal. It's all normal. Just give them some Tylenol. They'll be fine. So again, this is all programming to normalize vaccine lobotomies, the brain damage that's being caused in real time by these vaccines. And the vaccines that were studied here or written about were from Moderna and Pfizer. And of course, there are many other vaccines in production as well, but this is from Moderna and Pfizer. It's just amazing that they can get these people to raise their hands and say, yes, make me a human guinea pig on an untested experimental vaccine. And then when they experience crazy side effects, they say, oh, that was awesome. Now I'm so happy to support science. Yeah? How happy are you going to be when you're brain dead? Huh? How happy are you going to be when your neurology doesn't function? When your nerve cells are disintegrating over the next 18 months because you've been turned into a human guinea pig with some kind of crazy experimental, you know, gene-altering vaccine platform that overrides and hijacks your cell's protein synthesis processes. These people are nuts. But then again, you know, somebody's got to win the Darwin Award, I guess. Somebody's got to go first. Somebody's got to be the depopulation pioneer. So, hey, at least no one forced them, right? At least they self-selected. That is kind of the cool part of this. Hey, if you want to remove yourself from the human gene pool, you want to be a part of the vaccine suicide cult, go for it. You know, the world will be better off without these idiots running around talking about how awesome all these side effects are. But it's crazy. But I could go on about this, but let me move on to the other news. Vaccine slaughter. An estimated 500,000 sharks will have to be killed and harvested just to get the squalene, which is one of the adjuvant chemicals for the new coronavirus vaccines that are going to be widely distributed. So they're going to have to mass murder 500,000 sharks, slaughter the sharks to make vaccines. And so where are the animal rights groups? Nowhere to be heard from on this. Where's the discussion about this in the media? Oh, almost impossible to find. So this mass slaughter, what about the vegans? Huh? Are the vegans going to get the vaccine? Even though it contains, you know, shark oils that came from harvested sharks? what about the Catholics and the fact that many of these vaccines have aborted human fetal tissue, by the way? It's medical cannibalism, and I thought you weren't into that demonic ritual. You know, if you're a Catholic, you're not supposed to be doing demon rituals with your children, like injecting them with the blood of other children. But that's what these vaccines have become. So, you know, it's just mass death. It's just a death industry. All they do is just kill everything. They kill the sharks. They kill the children. They kill the senior citizens. Just kill everybody in the medical experiments. And then they claim they're curing the world while they're making money and people are dying. It's insane. And speaking of mass death, the next story on naturalnews.com today is a public billboard that calls for the elimination of black children in a push for population control. This is a billboard that is just right out in public. And there's this group called World Population Balance that paid for this billboard in Minnesota. You just walk down the street. There's a billboard with a little black baby. And the message is basically they need to get rid of all the black babies. Because I guess the abortion factories aren't enough. You know, I guess the mass starvation that's coming isn't enough either. Now it's just about blatant depopulation in your face. And of course, they use a picture of a black baby because that's always who's targeted first. I just find it amazing that Black Lives Matter, when they're rioting, they're not rioting about the right thing. You should be rioting against the abortion industry and the vaccine industry. Instead, they're rioting against police. Police are not killing you at all compared to the vaccine industry and the abortion industry. There's no comparison. Not even in the same ballpark. They're rioting for all the wrong reasons. Okay, next story. Psychopathic Democrats are now projecting every evil thing that they do onto Trump and his supporters. Have you noticed this? Like during the presidential debate, you had Joe Biden saying that, well, Trump is the one whipping up the riots, that Trump is causing the violence in the cities. You're like, what? Yeah, Biden said Trump is the reason there are lockdowns in these Democrat cities. Huh? What? No, Trump was trying to say, let's open the country. But you see, whatever Democrats do, when Democrats are working with the Russians, they claim Trump is working with the Russians. When Democrats are rigging elections, they say Trump is rigging elections. When Democrats are lying to you in the media, they say Trump is lying to you in the media. It's everything Democrats do is what they accuse you of doing. They project everything. All right, next story. You've heard about this one. Big tech censors that Chinese scientist who says that COVID-19 was engineered in a lab. So I'm not going to go into that much detail on that story. Let's go to the next one. I call it Vax Panic. So now the U.S. government plans to ship the first approved coronavirus vaccines within one day after the FDA gives the green light. So a day. Now, you can't do that unless you have them ready to ship. And you wouldn't have them all manufactured and ready to ship unless you knew the FDA was going to approve it. So the whole thing is rigged. This is like vote fraud, except it's FDA fraud. The whole thing's rigged. They're going to make the millions of vaccines in advance, knowing the FDA is going to approve it. The FDA is just going to rubber stamp this thing, no matter how many people were killed in the trials, no matter what the side effects, which we already covered, you know, the extreme day-long headaches, the violent shaking, breaking your own teeth, and then I guess cheering about it. I tell you, the FDA is going to approve this, and then the U.S. government is going to ship it, and it's going to be in mainstream distribution starting within a day after it's approved. So you talk about rushing this thing. Man, the globalists sure are desperate to kill off humanity as quickly as possible, aren't they? No delay for the depopulation. Well, they sure are in a hurry to kill a bunch of humans, aren't they? Well, I tell you, the non-Earth entities talking to these people must have given them, you know, an ultimatum. You get rid of 7 billion, or whatever it is, 6.5 billion, or something bad's going to happen. So, boy, they're in a hurry. All right. In economic news, 3/4 of U.S. hotels are going to lay off employees. Yeah, because no one's staying in hotels. I think I saw another story recently that something like 2/3 of the hotels are going to go bankrupt in 6 months. Yeah, we don't need so many hotels anymore. We don't need so many airplanes and airlines. So why are we bailing out the airlines when they should be cutting the size of their operations? Good question. Why are we bailing out government when we should be cutting the size of government? If there's anything that needs to be cut, it's government. But don't tell Nancy Pelosi. New York University suspends a student who's taking online classes for attending a small outdoor rooftop party on his own time, you know, totally unrelated to school. So you can't even attend an online class if you have a party with friends in your own private space. I mean, what the hell? Sorry for saying this, but what the hell? Universities now control everything you do off campus, even when you don't even attend on campus. This is insane. I mean, clearly it's not about the science. It's not about medicine. It's not about evidence. It's just some kind of weird psychological experiment to turn students into prisoners in some kind of educational prison camp system. I think it's just prison camp indoctrination training. I think it's just getting students ready for the FEMA camps, the depopulation camps. You know, just get used to being a prisoner, because that's what's coming. Yeah, and then they're going to hit you with the vaccine shot, you know, and you'll be the one shaking all night, can't sleep, pounding headache, chattering teeth, breaking your teeth, you know, and then if you don't wake up and say, oh, I am so grateful for the protection of the virus, of the vaccine, then you will be banned. Your social credit score system will be deducted and you won't be able to buy food. Your allowed calorie consumption ledger will be modified, so you can't buy enough food to stay alive. All right, we've also posted today the Bill Gates Global Agenda article from Bobby Kennedy, who talked about how we could stop this machine. He means the depopulation machine. How do we defend humanity against Bill Gates? That's what that's all about. That's up at naturalnews.com. We've also posted a story about Ilhan Omar being the mastermind behind the Cash for Ballots scheme. She is a treasonous criminal who must be arrested and removed from office as soon as possible. Another cross post we have today is that in the UK, COVID police are now going door to door to enforce coronavirus lockdowns. Knock on the door. Welcome. Hey, we're the COVID police. Are you staying home? Huh? You don't have more than 1.7 people here, do you? You know, are you social distancing in your kitchen? These kinds of things. It's insane. CNN claims society will never go back to normal now, and that the COVID-19 pandemic lockdowns are permanent. It's going to be a permanent medical police state. And then finally today, well, actually, there's a couple more. A former Twitter CEO now calls for all political enemies to be lined up against the wall and shot. So, you know, this is what the big tech giants really want to do. It's not just about censoring you. They actually just want to line you up and shoot you. That's what this is coming to. And then there was a nationwide 911 outage a few days ago. It's traced back to Microsoft failures. Begs the question, why does Microsoft have control over 911 emergency services across dozens of U.S. cities? What is going on? Finally, we've got an article about using sugar to treat wounds in emergency situations. And let me give you a heads up of what's coming tomorrow, Friday, on brighttown.com. I'll be releasing a video about how to create your own ionic silver nanoparticles, combining a very low-cost ionic silver that you can make yourself out of silver coins with rosemary extract. This is called green chemistry, nanoparticle creation, with extraordinary medicinal properties. You can make it from mere pennies, and I'll show you how to do that in that video that's coming out tomorrow. And also, I hope we release this tomorrow. I completed an interview yesterday with Dr. Carrie Madej, who is the osteopathic doctor warning about the gene-altering effects of these vaccines and transhumanism via the vaccine industry. That was a fantastic interview. That's coming out. Again, I hope it's posted tomorrow. In any case, be sure to follow me on brighteon.social. I've got a lot of news tips coming throughout the day, a lot of events breaking, things that I don't have time to write about on Natural News. To really follow the news as it's breaking, just sign up at brighteon.social. We have a new user guide about to be posted there to help you better use the site, how to navigate, and so on. And we've got about 10,000 users already. And once you're a user there, you can post your own comments with freedom to speak. That's right. It's awesome. And we built it for you and for us. So join us there at brighteon.social. Thank you for listening today. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.